morning, and for a moment I feel peace. New day dawn, I stretch, yawn, then the phone's buzz brings a head fuzz. First news notifications land like bombs. Still in bed, sense of peace is gone. Eyes closed for protection, feet on the floor but no direction. Stand up straight, reach for the wall, embrace for the day's questions. Times like these that put scars on your knees. The ebbs and flows can be extreme to say the least. And so much of my energy is spent fending off the disease that fear can be. Upside down, inside out, the whole world gets blurry when your mind's freaked out. Living life too afraid puts your heart in a cage. No time to complain, so just pull it together and go to work despite the pain. We live in a world where people act on belief. No matter what the facts say, they only see the belief. Is this our dream? A nightmare scenario for peace? It all gets twisted into 5-second news clips, contorted then reported. Global perspective gets distorted, and we're all caught up in the screens. What once was our normal gives way to extremes. Just the lives we're forced to lead in times like these.
All our love is on the line.
Say time will show you what you need to see. Well, I've seen too many people waiting in the wings for the darkness to recede.
Trying to make the moment last.
Beyond the edges of where we speak and what we dream, there's a world that's choking on what we eat and what we breathe. Somewhere along the way we lost touch with the music that lives in our original creed. To love life and peace and the truth that's made from the light of selfless deeds. This is our story, this is our little piece in the history of this world. What will our hands and hearts concede amidst all the grief? While our eyes are being blinded by the sight of all the life that's being lost by living life, waiting for some light from our future lives to arrive and penetrate the smoke screen.
Yesterday is always just one lonely night away.